Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Green, G-R-E-E-N. Teresa Green is a 57-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work acutely on 2/22/03. Apparently she was lifting a box and fell forward onto her knees, period. She fell forward onto her knees, period. As a result, she claims to have injured her lower back. Period. She went to the emergency room in Mullica Hill the same day. Period. With this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be discs in her lower back at L4, L5, and L6. Period. She did not undergo any surgery for them. Period. She did accept injections that she described as being a, quote, band-aid, period, end quote. It is my understanding that she also claims an occupational injury involving her back and stomach, period. I am not in receipt of medical documentation to review in this matter, period. Physical exam. Abdomen inspection revealed healed portal scars suggestive of laparoscopic surgery. Prepared to ask her if she had an umbilical hernia repair and denied that to be the case. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There was an open recent scar about the left medial proximal calf, secondary to heart surgery. Period. It measured approximately 2 inches in length. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. The rest of that section is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She ambulated with a limp on the right using a cane, alternatively between the right and left hands. Period, she showed changed position slowly and was able to squat to 50 degrees. Period, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees, but actively flexed only 50 degrees, complaining of tenderness, period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully, period. There was superficial tenderness at the lumbar sacral junction, common right graded trochanter, iliac crest, and bilateral sciatic nosus. Period, there was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paravertebral musculature or the sacroiliac joints. Period, the rest of that section is normal impressions. Teresa Green alleges to have been injured acutely at work on 2/22/23. Period, she described she injured her lower back and was found to have disc problems at L4, L5, and L6, for which she did accept injections. Period. She has completed her course of treatment. Period. She's no longer working for the insured. Period. Parenthetically, she relates she had heart bypass surgery on 12/6/23 and then repair of an abdominal aneurysm on 2/7/24. Period. This may comport with her aneurysm surgery. Period. New paragraph, the current exam, found she ambulated with a limp on the right using a cane alternatively between the right and left hands. Period, she had variable mobility about the lumbar sacral spine. Period, sitting and supine straight leg raises and maneuvers were negative. Her low back, radicular symptoms, arthropathy, or disc pathology. Period. There were heel portal abdominal scars consistent with surgery there. Period. She denies having an umbilical hernia repair, but did recently undergo repair of an abdominal aneurysm that would account for these scars. Period. There were no masses, tenderness, or organomegaly palpated. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the back and stomach impaired, she asserts that she did not have any symptoms in her stomach before the aneurysm. Period. And that is the end.